Good evening, I'm Matthew Symington, and welcome to this podcast for EamonMallee.com, where I'm joined by Paul Maskey, Sinn Féin's MP, and MLA for West Belfast. I'll be talking to Paul today on the issue of political tourism, described by some as conflict tourism, or even, to Paul's frustration, as dark tourism. Paul has been a champion of the tourism industry in his own community of West Belfast, and during a recent one-city debate alongside the CEO of the Titanic Signature Project, Tim Husbands, he called for greater investment in the industry and questioned whether visitors would continue to come to Northern Ireland to see our Titanic exhibition in the same way that tourists have consistently come to see our murals and peace walls. Paul, I'm quoting you at the one-city debate when you said, "This political and historical tourism needs to be invested in." What form of investment do you envisage for this sector?
Well, first of all, it has to be supported. It has to be supported by the Tourist Board and the likes of the councils, as well as the Belfast Visitor Convention Bureau. It's quite clear to me, who's someone who used to work in a community tourism aspect, and it's quite clear to me, who's someone who lives and works in West Belfast, to see the amount of tourists coming in every single day. There's buses, there's taxis, there's walking tours, and they are all going past our murals as well as talking to the people who have lived through the conflict as well. And there's ex-prisoners, Republican ex-prisoners, as well as Loyalist ex-prisoners who are doing tours as well. And I think that's a very positive sign for this city. So it's quite clear to any of us that political tourism has a massive part to play. Surveys with people like Belfast City Council have done over the years, when they go out and ask people what is your attractions, what they like to see, before some of them get into black taxis, 9 out of 10 people said that they wanted to see where the conflict was fought. And I think that's a very good sign for city, because it also allows everyone to show the city on how far we have come, what the past was, but where we are now, but more importantly, where we're going to in the future.
And, I mean, you said at the One City debate as well that you find it horrendous that people refer to this as dark tourism. Why is that horrendous?
Now, see, I think that's a mindset on many people within the Tourist Board, because I think the very term dark tourism allows them the excuse not to invest in this type of tourism. It has to be recognised that this tourism is massively important anywhere around the world where there was conflict. People will travel to see that, and they'll go and learn from the history of the place and also learn on how to move forward in the future. So dark tourism was a term that the Tourist Board and others would have put on this, and I think simple for the reason was is that it stopped them to, and